Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1391. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and in a little more than a week, we hit episode 1400. No one's even close. No one of the podcast is even close to this one. We cover so much material. If you just listen to all the episodes, it's amazing. Now, today's show basically comes from someone who asked the question about, well, whether a company is going to focus in on technical skills or social skills when they evaluate someone. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review. And I hope, since it's the weekend, you take a little time, take my classes on Skillshare. Skillshare is a great site with thousands of people who teach classes there about different elements of job hunting, life, the universe, and everything. Arts, fun stuff, not just simply work. So again, use the link in the show notes, because if you decide to join, you get 2 months for free instead of just one. Now, let us get going, okay? And the question I received was, will the company reject a candidate with excellent technical skills but lacking social skills? Now, I know what you want the answer to be, but the fact is what you want and what the reality are different. And I want to take it across the life cycle of your career to explain why. As a very junior person, you have a chance. But if you stay static and having poor social skills, you won't have a chance. Now, I'll just simply say that, what are poor social skills? Generally, poor oral communications, poor written communications, rude behavior, ineffective behavior, or social skills in group situations. Those can involve meetings, working with others. Who would want to work with someone who's rude or sullen put it in the context of, you work with other people where, whether it's in the U.S. or in other countries, there's the hope that people get along with one another. And you may be dedicated to your craft, but part of your craft involves relating to others. So, for example, as a technical person, you attend meetings where you have to communicate ideas. If you can't communicate ideas, you're not an effective craftsman. That's the reality to it. It's kind of like being an artist who doesn't know how to market themselves, a coach who doesn't know how to promote themselves. I could be the greatest coach in the world. By the way, I'm pretty damn good. I could be the best coach in the world, but if no one knows about it, I'm not coaching anyone, right? And if you have poor social skills and can't be able, you're not able to, or not allowed to attend a meeting, you know, how does anyone know that you have great ideas to improve their environment? So at the beginning phase, you know, you have a shot, but you're not going to last long because they're going to push you aside pretty quickly. As you get mid-level and higher level, you cannot, I repeat, you cannot get away with poor oral communications, poor writing skills, bad behavior with colleagues, ineffective communications in all forms. Why? It becomes magnified that much more because you're expected to lead situations. You're expected to be the person who talks to people in the organization outside of the technical areas to elicit information about what they need and how you can go about serving them. You're reporting to them. You're working on budgets for a group. You're hiring people. How do you do that with poor social skills? You can't. Now, social skills can be improved on. And like any skill, like your technical skills, when you were a six-year-old girl or boy and started off, you know, learning how to code, were you great at that time? No, you had an aptitude and you learned. And you had mentors and coaches to help you become better. You had teachers, right? Well, the same thing applies with social skills. You can learn to get better at those too. And I don't care what profession you're in. We're talking about technical skills here, you know, the technical profession now, but you can get better at things if you work at them. Now, I want to be clear. I'm a big proponent that you emphasize your strengths as being the core of your background, but you have to improve the secondary skill in order to develop a career in the primary. So they go hand in hand, but your primary energy should be focused on your technical skills. So again, will you be rejected? Probably, because they'll never know what you know because you can't communicate it, right? It's not like they're going to hand you a piece of paper or a tablet and say, take this test. If you pass the test, you're going to be hired. No. Managers want to know that you understand what they're telling you. And, you have growth potential. And without those, you're not going to get hired. So you have a shot at very junior levels. And as you become involved in the organization, you have no chance. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end, or prestoexperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me for Magnify or for prestoexperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.